ABC Radio Australia.
And we go to the Solomon Islands now, where Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele is this morning under immense political pressure, 2 days on after 19 MPs defected from government. The breakaway group has joined forces with the opposition and independent MPs to create a new coalition that's openly challenging Mr. Manele's hold on power. A notice of no confidence has been lodged, but it's unclear when or if Parliament will meet to consider the motion. In the meantime, police are urging Solomon Islanders to abide by the rule of law as politicians go through the democratic process to sort out the country's leadership. Joining us this morning for a youth perspective on all the political drama is Philip Subbu, President of the Mailata Youth Council. Philip, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Philip, as a young person, how are you feeling about the current political drama?
it's quite interesting, and the current political instability is like a normal thing we've experienced in every government, every time. Yeah,
it's quite common, this type of situation, you know, with MPs caught up in the numbers game, both sides trying to get the most MPs and whatnot. How does this impact the lives of young people, this internal instability?
Yeah, like for us young people, the political instability that we've experienced is it's quite interesting in this current time, because within 2 years, we have experienced two motions of no confidence, and probably we'll have another one. And so for us young people, you know, we have this feeling of we are quite worried. We just don't want to see things repeated again and again, and it's for us, we want to see that our leaders delivered something, you know, something more tangible and more meaningful for us, rather than engaging in politics, because we know that at the end of the day, politics is politics here.
Yeah. Is there anything specific that worries you?
Yeah, I think one thing that really worries me is the delivery of government policies and issues that they want to address, because as our leaders engage in this kind of instability, then it will also slow progress. And for me, I'm always concerned about the national interest. And so if our leaders, they engage in this for the national interest, then it's good. But if it's not for the national interest, then it's worrying.
Yeah, so if it's one of those situations where you don't want to see personal ambition get in the way of what's best for the country.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of problems to address it.
Yeah. What would be the biggest, you think, among young people? Would it be, you know, things like youth unemployment or things like that?
Yeah. Youth unemployment, and also the increase of drugs, new drugs like meth. Also gradually growing in surveillance, and also, apart from youth unemployment development, some of us want to see development in our own provinces. We want to see decentralization of development, rather than coming to Honiara. Honiara is already full.
It's one of those situations where in order to get a good education or get a good job, a lot of young people have to leave rural areas and go to Honiara. Is that sort of the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we want those kind of quality services to be also provided in our rural areas, like in our home provinces.
Yeah. Do you think that people your age or young people who make up the majority of the Solomon Islands population understand what's going on and why MPs are doing this, or are they sort of tuned out of politics?
Yeah, I think our young people, because of social media, they now they are more informed and also engaged in understanding about all the politics that is happening. Many might not really, not everyone might really understand the real, the depth, in-depth knowledge and information about what's happening in politics. But yeah, from the outside, they understand what's, possibly what's going on with our leaders.
Yeah. You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans and I'm chatting with Philip Subu, the president of the Mailaita Youth Council, about the political drama unfolding within the Solomon Islands at the moment. Now, social media is the most common way young people share news. How is this current political situation represented on social media, and what are you seeing online?
Oh, yeah, just my observation online, I see a good number of young people who are friends with me have posted and shared all the online news about the current political drama, yeah.
Yeah. Is misinformation something that young people get swayed by commonly within Honiara?
Yes. Especially if it's also AI generated. Yeah.
I think that's a problem we're all grappling with at the moment. We heard from an expert yesterday that PM Jeremiah Minnelli, despite the issues he's going through at the moment, is actually quite popular among the public. Has that popularity extended to young people?
Yeah. And also with young people, he's well known to young people in Solomon Islands. I think just recently I also read in the news that he also met with the Young Entrepreneurs Council of Solomon Islands. Yeah, so I know that, yeah, Manili has a good... quite a good popularity among the young people.
Yeah, I mean, and that could obviously, I think count for a lot. I mean, outside of Manele, is there a belief that MPs will act in the best interests of young people?
I've also, I've seen it on news that, even high-performing MPs like ministers like Dr. Paul and Minister of Infrastructure, Honorable Ricky Ford, these are young MPs and also they're high-performing and they're also quite popular among young people. These young ministers have also won the hearts, not only the young people, but also ordinary people of Solomon Islands. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, did Daniel Suidani in Mailaita, did was he able to really cut through to young people and get them engaged?
Yeah, I think that's so far. Yeah, it's the only Mailaitan leader that has really connected and also win the heart of many young people, especially in Mailaita province.
Yeah.
I've never seen any Mailaitan leader that demonstrated that fire.
Yeah, that's interesting how some people just have that ability. So from your perspective, assuming there is a leadership change, What message would you have for, you know, if there is a new prime minister, what message would you have for him or her, if, you know, in regards to what young people need?
Yeah, I think my only message to any new prime minister is not to engage more in politics, but we want to see more results, more action, tangible results. That's what we young people want to see. We had enough of talking. We want to see more actions from our leaders. Yeah.
Yeah. And you personally, do you think a change of leadership is necessary, or would you like to see Mr. Manele, you know, finish out his term?
I would love to see Manele finished in his term, but also if there's a new leadership that really wants to transform things quickly and effectively bring change, then I also will go for that. But now we'll see the outcome, yeah.
Yes, we will see. Things certainly seem to be moving very fast, that's for sure, so I don't think we'll be waiting very long. Philip, that's all we've got time for this morning, but thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat and giving us some of that analysis.
Thank you, yeah, and my pleasure.
That was Solomon Islander Philip Subbu, the president of the Malaita Youth Council.